The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, one of the simple aspects of the practice, at least simple to talk about, is one of the first tasks of this practice is to arrive in the present moment, to arrive here. And you know, where else would you be but here and now? Where, you know, what is there to arrive to? But, you know, the mind is busy and active and spinning out and thinking about other things, thinking about other times and places. Rather than being in here and now, the concerns of the mind have to do with there and then. And so if we're involved in there and then, future, past, and then we're not really here. We're not really having the mind, the awareness. Our focus of attention hasn't arrived here. And I like this expression, arrived, because when you arrive, it's not like a lot of work. Like you do work to get there, to, you know, arriving home. And that's when you kind of said, oh, I'm here. And then you settle and let go. And so this idea of arriving at the present is a very welcoming idea, at least to me, way of describing it. And in order to do that in a wise way, the mindfulness practice has a lot to do with understanding all the ways in which we do not arrive, and all the ways that we're always traveling. And in the Buddhist language, in the teachings of the Buddha, he kind of used the language of traveling to describe the incessant movement of the mind. The word samsara, nowadays, if it's understood as, you know, people, if they know the word, they think it refers to a place, the world of samsara that we live in. But the word literally means to wander, to travel. And the mind is constantly traveling. And so if we're thinking about the future, in a sense, we're usually involved in something, churning on something, reflecting on something. The mind's traveling. If we're kind of reviewing the past, it's kind of moving and churning and it's traveling, it's wandering. And sometimes, it's, you know, if you watch what your mind does, what your thoughts do, it's kind of like one thing after another. It's kind of like endlessly kind of associated thoughts, new thoughts bubbling up, traveling in these highways and byways of our lives, our plans, our future, our concerns. And so we're always traveling. And so to arrive is to no longer be traveling. And the place to arrive in is here, to arrive here and now. But the way to that is to understand how we travel, to understand what's actually going on in the mind, to see clearly the desires that are operating, that are fueling our preoccupations, our travelings, how we travel far and wide in our mind. To understand something about fear and how fear drives us on and on. Travel. Anxiety keeps us going and going. To understand how ill will and hatred and resentment keeps us to be travelers, always mind traveling, moving and going. To understand how doubt operates. It keeps us traveling, keeps us involved and engaged. And it's a very interesting thing to understand what keeps us distracted, keeps us moving. And that is, once you recognize that, then you're recognizing what's here. In a certain way, you're beginning to arrive then, because when you're spinning out in thought, that's always happening in the present moment. So it's, in some ways, it can be a very compassionate thing, or very it's not an aggressive act to turn towards what's happening and recognize that this is happening now. And that movement of recognizing what's happening now is the movement towards arriving here. And at some point, as the energies of the mind are no longer fueling, the traveling, the preoccupations, the concerns that we have, then the energies of the mind are available to be here, to be really here, settled here in this moment here. And it's exquisite to feel that you finally arrived, to feel like you've finally harnessed the mind in such a way that it's not being pulled out into the its travels, but is able to kind of be settled, composed, at ease, rooted, grounded, in just being here. And when that's really strong, then there's a feeling inside that it's actually more satisfying to be here, to be present, to be grounded here and now in the experience of the body, experience of the breath, experience just recognizing what's happening. It's much more satisfying than getting back on one of those trains, thought trains, that sends us off traveling again. And it's possible to watch a very tempting thought arise about something that's, you know, that seems very, you know, might often feel compelling. See that thought arise, that concern arise, and it's obvious that to pick it up and get involved, there's a diminishment of ourselves. We become in some ways less ourselves because we've narrowed our focus to something very particular. We've kind of narrowed our preoccupation where we lose touch with something much wider and holistic that is here when we've arrived in the present moment, when we're here and open and relaxed and settled. So it's a wonderful thing to finally arrive and to get a sense of the value of that. And one of the important lessons from that having arrived, it gives us a different perspective on the thoughts that we use to go traveling with. We tend to see them in a new light that maybe some people have never dreamed of, this perspective. And that is that maybe they don't have to be believed so strongly. Maybe those thoughts are not as fascinating as the mind thinks. Maybe some of the thoughts we have are not that important to spend so much time thinking and traveling and concerned about. Maybe it's okay to leave them alone and not get involved in them. Maybe it actually feels like we're more enhanced, we're more full, we're more complete when we arrived and are really here so that all our psychophysical functioning can operate together in the present moment and not with blinders on, not with narrowing in, fixated on some thought or concern that we have of the moment. So rather than being diminished by letting go of some of the thoughts and concerns we have, there's actually a way of being, we get enhanced by that letting go. And there's a way that we recognize that when we're really caught up in our thoughts, that's when we're diminished, even though that might be the world we're most familiar with. And that's the world we think that everything is supposed to happen and unfold. So it's a radical thing to learn to arrive here, to really be present and to learn to have, you know, no longer being caught up in the thoughts and activities we have, and to see the world through those filters. So it's a process. It's not, you know, automatic and to do that. And I think it's a very supportive to do that, not as a, you know, direct attempt to just be here, but it's much wiser to understand what prevents you from arriving. What are the forces that keep you traveling? By understanding those well and seeing them well, then coming into the present moment is done in a informed way, a wise way, as opposed to trying to force oneself into the present, which just doesn't really work so well. And so to arrive here and now, where it turns out you've always been. It's pretty good. It's very satisfying. So, thank you. And so now we have the 15 minutes or so for